happened to call you.
Blog Talk Radio.
And hi, everyone. Beloved gods and goddesses, how are you all doing on this fine Saturday? Here, anyways, in the United States and North America and all over the world. So, so wonderful to be able to be visiting again with everyone. I know it's been a little bit of, a couple of weeks not having been able to communicate with each other, but that's also okay. You know, we still have other things that we have to take care of on a personal note. So anyway, so with that being said, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya through. All right. Well, hold on, Jane. All right, there we go. So as she comes on the call, oh, here we go. There you are, loud and clear. Isn't that wonderful?
Okay.
No glitches. No more glitches. Anyway, Zoraya, we have everyone here. And so for the first hour, everyone, we're going to have Zoraya and Zora to ourselves. And then the following hour will be with Dr. Jerry, and of course, if there are any questions as well. So we'll kind of, that's the format for today. But before we begin, I know everybody's been asking about when are we going to hear from Q again, and people are still wondering about any one-to-one sessions. We will be having a general Q&A next Saturday. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's going to be the following Sunday. So just put that on your calendar. It'll be a general blog talk Q&A with Q. So we'll see how that all goes. I know that many of you now that have stepped up to the platform, to the plate regarding the healers, that is still, moving along. So I will let all of you know as things become more identified with how we're going to work that in. It'll be a nice little gathering with healers and, of course, with the audience to be able to listen to this call. All right. So let's just go ahead and get Zoraya here. And she is here with us. So, Zoraya, how have things been with you over the past couple of weeks? And how are you today?
I'm fine.
I will just let you know.
I'm just peachy.
Yeah, Billy and I have been really, really busy over the past, I will just say a few weeks. But anyway. So with that being said, what are you going to be sharing with everyone today?
Well, I'm going to be continuing reading from messages from the Hollow Earth to the people out here. Reading from Diane Robbins' books. If you want to get her books, you go to her website, DianneRobbins.com and order them directly from her. That way she gets all the full proceeds of it. Okay. The purpose of the Library of Portologos. I am guardian of Earth's records and all records in your solar system and universe. I am here in the cavity of Earth primarily to guard the history of all life everywhere. This is our prime purpose and our purpose for the Library of Portologos. Our library is the only one of its kind in our vast system of planets. Our library is so vast that it covers 456 square miles of terrain and has vast storage vaults containing records all stored on crystal slides that were viewed through our crystal projectors. Our storage facilities are vast, organized and categorized so that you can easily locate the information you are looking for and retrieve it in for viewing. We have vast conveyors that will deliver your order within minutes and then return it back to its storage location again once you're done with them. This way, every item in the library is always where it should be and can easily be easily found and perfectly preserved. Such is our technological capabilities, for we have drawn on the technology of the universe we reside in and have the most advanced methods of preservation and storage and retrieval that would marvel your library systems beyond anything you could dream of. For we don't have dead books on our shelves. We have living records of life, and it's all in its vast differentiated forms of existence that play out its story on a live stage in a theater. And we sit and view it as if we were in the audience, thus having this firsthand experience of all history right here and now. It is truly a marvel to witness and the most evolved way to learn about life in all its varied forms. There are these many theaters all throughout the library where we can sit in comfort and view any activity or event we choose that has taken place on Earth and in our universe throughout all time. This is really what theater is about, with live actors portraying themselves as they were at the time, at a particular time in the event in time. This is the best way to learn about life in our galaxy and makes history come alive and jump out at you and capture your attention, and you become part of it and feel it and experience it. It is the best way to learn. Your surface history, Earth history classes are dull and boring compared to our way of learning. And it counts for your loss of attention and loss of interest in your school classrooms, aside from the fact that your information is misinformation based on someone's theory or prejudice, rather than actual fact. You would like our library and would find learning exciting and wondrous to experience someday. You will be able to access all the information in the Library of Portologos when you travel here through the tunnel system that will open between our two civilizations in the future, when surface humans stop warring and people reach unity consciousness. Then the world will open up to you and you will experience the joy and freedom of being in a unity of all of us in this universe, and will benefit from all our wisdom and all our accomplishments. This is how planets, solar systems, galaxies, and universes evolve, by uniting in one consciousness and evolving together through eternity, one step at a time, climbing the spiral of evolution together and bringing everyone along so that all evolve and all benefit at one time and no one is left behind. The unity consciousness carries us all so that all life advances according to its divine plan and all life is in harmony with its home planet. This is the best way to evolve, and we highly recommend it to you. The light is expanding in your mass consciousness, and soon you will feel its intensity, which will drastically move your vibration into the higher octaves, where the frequency will bring you all into unity consciousness without you even realizing it. One day you will just open your eyes and you will be there and with us and marvel at all of it. It will seem as if magic to you, as it seems as if it is always was with us. And all the suffering of this past will be obliterated and erased from yourselves, and you will rejoice at finding yourself at last. We will enfold you in our arms, and we too will rejoice in reuniting with you, our brothers and sisters, at long last. I am Nikos, your friend from the past. And there you have it.
Beautiful. So beautiful. So very uplifting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
Right. Very, very good. What a way to start our call for today. Very well done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So at this point, everybody, if you have any questions regarding Porta Logos, Zareya, are you willing to be able to answer some of those questions, or would you like your father to do that?
Bring them on.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see how much Billy Zareya remembers of Porta Logos when she was in Hollow Earth. So anyone that has a question regarding the library of Porta Logos, go ahead and raise your hands, and we can go get started in that direction until we get a chance to talk to Zora and ask him a bunch of questions. So, no takers, Zareya.
Oh, well.
Okay, so I have a question for you. I have a question. Okay, so I
know you do. You always have a question.
So we're talking about the library. So give us an example of what it's like. So let's say we all get a chance. Some people get a chance to go in to the library. And where is the library located and how big is it? And so when we go to the library, is that like a regular library kind of a setting? Tell us. Visualize it for us.
The library is located beneath the Aegean Sea in the hollow of the earth. And there's also a portion of it behind, underneath the Library of Alexandria in Egypt. There is an opening there as well to get into it. And the library is built in and around nature. It's not a building, as you would say, as you would understand it. It's in and around nature. So when you're walking in the Library of Porta Logos, you're walking around trees and bushes and flowers and all that stuff. And it's all alive. There's nothing dead in the library.
Okay, so you don't have books, right?
No, they're not books.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's also on crystal tablets, crystal discs.
Okay. Explain
that. When you play a crystal disc in a projector, it's sort of like I don't know if you people are familiar with Star Trek. You have what is called the holodeck. It's very similar to that, in that you become part of the event that is taking place.
Right, which is a hologram.
Which is a hologram, and you become part of it. So, and that's the best way to learn anyway, hands-on. And so it is so put together in a way so well that you're not reading the book. You're actually experiencing an event in time. Say you wanted to go to, you wanted to look at, as an example, the gold rush. When the gold rush happened and all those people went across the Great Plains and all that with, on the, in the gold rush. Or the land rush. Same thing. You'd actually experience it as if you were actually part, a participant of it. And so, you're riding in a covered wagon or whatever. You experience.
You can actually do that.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
it's very similar to the holodecks on Star Trek.
Okay.
But more alive and not shaky. So.
Right. Okay. So suppose somebody wanted to visit, the Andromeda planet where they came from or something like that. I mean, well, first
they could go. They could go to the library at Porto Logos. They could pull up the tablet or the crystal that pertains to the to that star system, Andromeda, and they could experience life as what life is like there, and experience it in their own existence. So that's what I'm saying. Is so alive and so put together in a way that you actually are there in the Andromeda star system.
Okay, so...
So you can experience that in the Library of Porto Logos without going to the Andromeda star system.
How is it stacked? How are these crystals stacked? So if I want to go, like in the libraries, you have one section over there, it's all about science. One section is all about religions. Another section is all about, planting or whatever it is. I mean, how do they know where to go? I mean, how big is this place? And who is the one that thought up of this? You know, who brought the Library of Porto Logos into, into reality there? Why then?
That would have been Nikos. That would have been Nikos.
And Nikos is the one in charge of. He was the one in charge of putting this all together. Okay, so but that library is for. Is that for just the humans that are on the planet?
That's for everyone. That's for all the star systems in this galaxy, or in this universe. This particular universe.
You're talking universe, then, or you're talking about the galaxy?
Well, solar systems, star systems.
Solar systems.
They're all represented in the Library of Porto Logos.
Okay.
Their
so
history,
there are many symbols.
Their history, goings and comings and things of that nature.
Okay.
The events that took place in their system. It's all in the Library of Porto Logos. And you can access that once you get your consciousness where it needs to be.
So are you saying that every solar system has a Porto Logos, a Library of Porto Logos?
No.
Or is it a get?
The records are all kept in the Library of Porto Logos. The libraries of all the planets that are planets.
In our solar
their
system.
Their histories are in the Library of Porto Logos.
Okay, so I'm talking about outside of our galaxy. So there is another Porto Logos.
There would be another library elsewhere.
In another
universe, right. Yeah.
Okay, hey, listen, we have a, we've got a caller over here, and I know we want to be able to get a chance to talk to, to your dad. So here, let's just go ahead and bring this person through. This is 857 ending in 9046. 9046, you're on the air.
Hi, this is PJ from Boston.
Hey!
Hello.
PJ, could you do me a big favor? We have to talk.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. Okay, your question for Billy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if the library is for everybody, how does it accommodate, like, let's say a million beings wanted to visit it one day? How does it accommodate the space for a whole bunch of beings to, you know?
Good question.
Well, naturally you would be broken down into groups, I'm quite sure, and to go through the library for the logos. A million people wouldn't just jump into the library. you would be designated into groups, I'm quite sure.
Like a designated week and day? But there's no date. There is no time.
There's no time.
No. How many people can it accommodate?
A lot.
But not a million.
Well, you, like Miko said, it's 456 square miles.
456 square miles. Oh, that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's pretty good size. So yeah, it can accommodate
huge.
A lot of people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, TJ, whether we can put a million people in that square footage, even though it's huge.
Yeah,
that is really huge.
I was curious. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
was
big.
A really great question. All right. Okay, CJ. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
That question. That's amazing. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. Well, was there anything else you wanted to mention in regards to the library and Miko's? Is Miko's always like the director and the overseer of this library? And if so, it was birthed there at the time the earth was birthed, or when did it come into reality or fruition? When did it come?
It came into fruition after the continent of Lemuria was filled with water.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
It was something for them to do, huh? Ah, very interesting. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, Zaria. So why don't we do this? We need to probably talk to your dad now. I know there's a bunch of people, a number of people that have some questions for him, and we would definitely also love to be able to hear his message for us for today. So do you know where you're going to be going?
Well, my father said... put on my flying wings, or basically.
Oh, flying! Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna be flying on flying on Pan. Yeah.
Well, we can.
Anyway.
You know, this is so amazing. I mean, we all cannot wait to be able to go down there to visit and fly on all of the different pterodactyls and climb on the big dinosaurs and, you know, talk to the bears and tigers.
Yeah, well, understand, but also understand, all of the dinosaurs in Hollow Earth, they communicate telepathically. So, and they're also every single one of them, no matter whether the Velociraptor raptor or the T-Rex or any of those, they are not carnivorous creatures. At
of
all.
Course not.
Never.
Right.
They never were. They never have been. Yeah. They never will be. They are vegetarian. They only eat vegetables. You know, trees and stuff.
Okay.
There's no such thing as a carnivorous dinosaur.
No carnivorous creature, right?
No.
We're working on it. Everybody is working on that path. I'm talking about generally speaking, except for the ones that are asleep. So, all right. Well, it was nice having you here for this brief moment of time, and happy flying. Don't fall off. Okay, so here comes Zora. Zora, of course, they just changed essences, and then all of a sudden Zora is here, and Zoraya is off flying around somewhere in Hollow Earth. Or, yeah, probably Hollow Earth. So. All right, Zora, how are you?
I'd be wonderful. And how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
Oh, it's so wonderful just listening to you. And how about a song before you start?
What?
I gotcha. How about a
No, I am not. I am not in the mood for singing right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe at the end of the show you may want to, right?
Maybe. We shall see.
Okay. Okay. So what is your message for everyone today before we start on the Q&A for you?
Well, my message to everyone, if you haven't already got it, your teams lined up, I would suggest you get them done. ASAP, if you will. So that's a hint, by the way. Get prepared.
Get your
wealth managers together. Get your what you call your real estate lawyers and things of that nature all in place. Because you know, things are moving forward as we are understanding. So that would be my advice to you. Make sure you get uh-huh. your teams together. And that's if you haven't done it already. And if you have, good for you. But if you have not, now would be a good time to do it.
Well, okay, maybe let me just tag along with that a little bit as far as the information. So everybody, I did get a chance a couple of 2-3 times over the past few days. Been in touch with our teacher. So just an update, and all of you that really do listen to a lot of the alternative calls that are out there, and I don't know whether or not you have heard this. So coming from him, as of like yesterday, he said that the restored republic is just about here. So again, it's all about letting everything go in terms of like the you know, originally the with the advent you know, with the very beginnings of our Constitution, the capital of the United States was in Philadelphia. That was the original. That was the original site for, you know, for the country. And then it changed, of course, when corporate and became more corporate. And then they founded the where they are right now, which is in D.C., which is, you know, what is that called again, Zora? It's part of the.
District of Columbia.
District. So it became District of Columbia. So what he wanted to relate to you, to everyone, is that Restored Republic is on the move. It really is coming. Now, you're not going to hear this on mainstream radio, but just know that is coming to fruition as we speak. And, of course, in synchronicity with that is the Nasara Gasara. So Gasara had started back in January, according to him. And now we have Nasara that is coming into play, and that there are different, I think there's like 20-some different items that are part of Nasara, of course, and that part of it is also for us so that we can go ahead and redeem. So everything, again, is...
And it also has to do with what is termed as debt forgiveness as well.
Forgiveness.
That would include your, what you call your what are they called, when you buy a house? Mortgages. Mortgages are going bye-bye.
Right. IRS is going bye-bye and all that. Yeah. Whoa. What was that, Zora?
Relieving the nose.
Oh, Zora, you could put that on mute, please. Okay, so anyway, the other part, you know, when we talk about so in regards to talking about the restored republic, it also meant, and Texas was the one that started this, that they wanted to become a sovereign state. So that move is also coming along. So you can see all of the pieces really coming together in this big puzzle that we've had. So in regards to what we all need to do is still basically, you know, really, really moving forward as this is coming to become a reality. Everyone is really very, very excited that things are moving along. The Zim is probably, it looks like it's going to be a kind of, it'll be the default rates that one will get. But you also have to know that if you have your projects and you are, you know, very, very focused on that, you will have more than what you need in order to be able to do that. And then the currencies, the regular currencies, that includes Bolivar and all those others that are currencies, you will be able to get your, you will get the, of course, he couldn't really address the Bolivar at this time, but the currency is really what he said. All currencies, you know, if you have a project, you could get the contract rates. Other than the default is going to be the international rates. The rates are high. The rates are really great. Everything is moving. The other thing, too, that I was able to ask him is about the SKRs. There are some people that have SKRs and redeem gold certificates. Those will be redeemable. And those that have SKRs, if you receive those through a different avenue and you don't know if they're still around or not, he said that is why we have security teams to help in that regard. So if you have SKRs, that can be dealt with when you meet with your security teams. So I'm going to go over again as far as what people really need to do regarding this revaluation. So one is that phase two is coming up very, very shortly. So he was saying, our teacher was saying, that perhaps lots and lots of things have really been moving behind the scenes. Q is also very excited. It's really coming soon. So anyways, we all are. Zora is, and Zora has continued to tell us that. But make sure that even if you haven't met with certain people, that you have some cards in your particular area. So at least you have some basis of when you go in and you present your, you know, 15 to 20 minutes presentation. When it comes to negotiation, for those of you that do have projects, you can meet, you know, on another day to be able to talk with your team, all of that, and the people that are really going to be able to negotiate negotiate the amount that you receive is one, how you present yourself. Make sure that you have all the documents that are necessary. Everybody knows that. And then also that you have everything kind of in a folder with all of the denominations all counted, so that they don't have to count, even though all of the currencies will be put probably most likely through a, what is that called again, Zora? The LaRue, the LaRue machine. What is that called, Zora?
De La Rue.
I forgot the Del part of it. Oh, my gosh. I think I got abducted or something. Well, anyways, or maybe it might have been just the brain. So Let me see. So make sure that you are working. Make sure that you've got a tier one bank. Make sure that you've got a trust company, one or two that you have looked at. Make sure. So the tier one banks are still Wells Fargo. It's HSBC. It's still Chase. And remember, even though some of these banks list like Chase are really very negative because of the people that have been in charge, not to worry about that. Remember, this is only temporary anyways, because as you're working with your tier one banks, what we're also going to do is, as we're helping our communities, you'll be moving a lot of your funds into like credit unions and other independent banks, but you're going to be doing that alongside with your trust companies. Also, family offices are also very relevant in terms of helping you with all the different things that need to be done for you, for your families, as well as with other places that you want to be able to help in the world. Much again is still, the focus still is making sure in terms of investment, you know, to get, you know, purchase some, help the businesses that are in your community that are out of business, help your community first before, it's just like helping your family first before you go outside of your family to help everybody else. So do that, work with communities, what are the needs in your communities. And also when you're working with your teams and you say, I want to be able to work with other individuals that already are working with, let's just say they want to be able to bring more water to certain areas, you know, whether it's Vegas or where, or to be able to, you know, you want to be able to link in with a lot of people that already have their sights on doing this. It's a really great way. And your teams, remember, if you have any questions when you're going in, you're going to be asking for a relationship manager or a private manager to kind of help you. Because I know for a lot of you, if you haven't done that yet, it kind of feel like I'm really, really lost. I'll really be really lost when I go in. You know, remember that they're there to be able to hold your hands through the process. You have all kinds of time. So look for the urgent call, which is going to be part of phase two. Phase two is what you need to know. So what to do before you go in. So it's a reiteration of, you know, we'll all get it because we're going to, and there are others too. If you belong to the Chicago group or if you belong to this group, you know, you'll have key people. And so we're waiting still for the rates to be defined permanently. And then we also want to wait for the notifications and rates. Those are very, very key. As Zora has already said previously, the whales already have funds. So many NDAs are in place so that we don't hear what we want to hear right now. However, just know that it is really moving forward at a greater speed than ever before. So it looks, you know, I'm not going to put name, because one of the key things also to remember is we want to make sure that the bad guys don't get wind of the day, you know, so to speak. And it's going to be a surprise. As Zora's always said, it'll come when you're not looking. So just be prepared. Just kind of know some of those things already that are in place. I'm just going to reiterate again, when you go in, to make sure not only that you have your booklet, you got to make sure that you're out there, because you know some of the problems that are out there that you want to be able to identify as the problems, and that you have some solutions that you would like to put into place, and also that you have an idea of all the different people that you're going to need to set things up. So if you're going to work with real estate, for example, okay, so what location do you want to work with in that area, because there are a lot of torn down buildings and you want to help to rebuild them? Well, do you know some of the people in your area that are builders, remodelers? And then, of course, we have all of the sub beings that have to be involved. You got to get the plumbers, the electricians, you got to get the plans. All of that has to do with real estate. So make sure that you've got that. Make sure that you've got insurance in place. Risk management is in place. All of those things. There's a lot to do, and you don't have to do it all at once. That's why you got a team. One of the key things that Shelton is saying all the time is, I know how much a lot of people are wanting to be in control of everything. What you want to learn to do is learn to how to is how to delegate. So people that have been in management understand that. The people that are, you know, teachers, you know, they're always delegating to, you know, hey, or administrators. It's part of their nature to be able to want to be able to do that. Many people don't have that. So for all of you that don't, you know, that's the reason why you, again, have your teams that you can lean on. They are going to be the foot soldiers, so to speak, you know, for you, so that you can go and relax, you know, have your virgin margarita or whatever, you know, relax, and have them be your go-to persons for whatever it is that you would like to help the world with. This is such an important part of building America back and the world back to its pristine nature, because there has been so much, you know, raping of the world. We don't want to talk about children, but we, you know, of just the world itself. And I think that's probably all I needed to mention. So with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and put this back on Zora. Zora, do you have anything more to say in regards to what I have said so far?
No, you've done quite a good job. Oh, you've done quite a good joy, actually.
Well, all right. Well, I think I'm done on that topic. All right, Zora. So we would love to be able to have you already talk a little bit more about whatever your message is. Do you have another message, perhaps, regarding spiritual enlightenment or just spirituality in general? Or what would you like to share with us today?
Well, I would like all of you to spend more time out in nature and meditation out in nature. It's very important for you to do that, if at all possible. If you live in a city, you have a city park, do you not? So there is always a connection with Mother Nature, no matter where you are. So if you're out in the suburbs, you have plenty to be in Mother Nature there. If you're in a city like New York, you have Central Park. So that is another location as well. Just make sure you do it in the daytime. Otherwise, you may run into difficulty at night in that park. So you do it in the daytime. Go and put your back against a tree, your feet flat on the ground, and communicate with the tree. Once you are able to do that, then you do what is termed, you go into what is called the higher realms, or such as squirrels and rabbits and things of that nature, chipmunks. When you're able to communicate with them, then of course you go to the higher forms of life, which is known as human. And maybe your mate or your family, relatives. But you want to, your main goal is to be able to get back to your roots, meaning back to your way of communications, which is telepathy. That is a very important step towards what is called full enlightenment. Once you're able to communicate, say, with a tree, you will become quite enlightened after that, I can assure you, because that tree will enlighten you a whole bunch and to the reality of what is. Go ahead.
Well, okay, talking about enlightenment and awakening, Zora. So we understand that our light bodies are growing and that our DNA is, our 12-strand DNAs for the most part, are waking up. So, you know, when you get a chance from above, how do you measure, how is that being measured right now? Where are we in that evolutionary stage of full awakening?
Well, those of you who are listening to this call are more awake than not many others. That is a fact. And because of that, your consciousness levels have risen by leaps and bounds. So there are many out there who are now listening to the to our calls, to our messages, and to our people, guests that we have come on. And of course, they get enlightened by them as well. Understand that the more you open yourself up for what is called the truth, the better off you are. Such as communications with what is called people on the same page, I think that is the term they use, on the same page as you. And even ones that are not fully awake, you can help them awaken just by talking to them and letting them know where you stand in your understanding, in your knowingness. I understand that knowingness is called the main key. Once you know that you know that you know, there's no stopping you. And that is what I would convey to you. You need to do what is termed as to be with those who are of like mind. And the ones who are not of like mind, you stay away from them because they would do nothing but drag you down. You do not want to be dragged down. You want to be uplifted. And to be uplifted, you must be, all of you must be on the same, what you call, the same page, as it were, as it is so termed. So the more you align yourselves with what you call enlightened beings, the far better your life will become. Because when you cleave to or hold on to what you term as 3D understanding, you're limiting yourself. And that's something you do not want to do. You are not limited beings. You are endless beings. Remember that. You are endless beings. You are not limited at all, except for the limitations you place upon yourself. But other than that, there is no what you call limited beings on this planet. They're all being realized. Fully realized.
Okay, very good, Zora.
That is
Thank
all.
You for that. Okay, all
that
right.
Is all.
So why don't we do this? I know that we'll have more time to speak after we bring Dr. Jerry in, and then. But I do have somebody I think who has a question for you right now. So let's go ahead and bring this individual through, and we can start there. I have some questions for you too, Zora. But anyway, okay, 619 ending in 7260. 7260. Just tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Thank you.
Hi, this is Scott in San Diego. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Hello.
How you been?
Hey, Yeah, well, you know, I usually work on Saturday, but since you had a late call today, I was able to catch it. So my question is, for Zora, of course, there's a guy named Juan O'Savin, and he's supposedly a really smart guy, and he does a lot of calls and that kind of stuff. And he claims that Jassara and Nasara and the GCR is a scam. So I want to hear Zora's response and why he thinks he would say that.
Good question. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Scott.
Yes.
Well, first off, the Jassara and Nasara is not a scam. It is an awakening, actually, if you want to get more technical with it. It is an awakening to what really is. And so for people to say that it is a scam, they are what you call limited thinking beings. So I would say disregard what he says, because it is not a scam. It is politics.
I have to agree with Scott. Yeah, he does a lot of talking, and it's a lot of it is real positive, Zora.
Yeah.
They see him as also another Q, like QAnon, kind of an individual. Right.
But if he is saying that the Jassara and Nasara is a scam, then he is limited-minded.
Hmm. Wow. What do you think about that, Jake?
Well, no. I guess he doesn't have all the answers. He doesn't have all the information. He has a lot, but he doesn't have it all together. It's just like some spiritual beings that think they know it all, but they really don't.
It's also because he has listened to others, and he has drawn a conclusion from listening to them. And so the person you're speaking of.
Are you familiar with this guy?
I've heard of him. That is all I will say on that.
Okay, Scott.
Okay.
Keep an eye on him. Let us know. All right, Scott. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go. Indeed. Next one is 502, ending in 7576.
Hey, Zora, this is Pam in Kentucky. How are you all?
You know, we've been trying to get a hold of
you. We are wonderful.
Pam.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
I haven't.
You're here now.
I haven't
You're
seen
here
your
now.
Number on the phone. Yeah.
Well, then maybe I got something wrong with the numerics probably then, Pam. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. I get it. You've got a lot on your plate. My question is about the solar flash. Well, actually, not exactly about the solar flash, but as Jane knows, I lost my fiance in March, and I'm just wondering when we'll be reunited with our loved ones that have already passed on. Will it be the solar flash, after the solar flash?
I would say it would be after Galactic Federation had been fully announced and realized.
Okay, so the solar flash doesn't really have anything to do with it.
No.
Okay. And will that be soon?
And what is soon?
Well, you know, like within the next couple of years.
Well, what? Are you speaking of the Galactic Federation?
Now what?
Are you speaking of the Galactic Federation's announcement?
I'm wondering when we'll be reunited with our loved ones that have already passed.
When you reach full fifth dimension, that's when.
And that's supposed to be pretty soon.
That is strictly up to you.
Yeah, it's an individual process.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Awakening is individual.
Yeah, I'm just so confused about all of these things that are going to be happening in the future and how they're going to affect us. You know, how are all of us going to... I don't know. I'm just still terribly confused about it all.
You mean the sequence of events?
Yeah, the sequence of events and when these events do happen to us here on the earth.
See, for the people that are truly awake already, they're not waiting for a sequence of events because they already know it's done and it is happening.
Okay. Does that mean that I have not advanced very far?
You're getting there.
You're getting, oh, there you go. Thank you, sir. You are getting there. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on this call, and you wouldn't be asking
that
question.
That's correct.
Okay. But that kind of scares me because I'm like, you know, what if it takes me a long time? And
understand, when they have what is called the Galactic Federation announcement, the people on the surface of the Earth will be catapulted into a knowingness.
But that's similar to the solar flash, though, Zora. Or the, not solar flash.
Yes.
We can't talk about solar flashes. Pardon?
No, it's more like the rainbow effect.
The rainbow waves.
Yes.
So those kind of come together anyways. When the galactic,
yes.
That solar wave, I mean, the rainbow waves will be coming in conjunction with that because of the high frequencies of both of those.
Yes.
Waves.
Yes, that is so.
And then you will wake up totally.
Wow.
But now there are some presently right now that are already fully awakened.
Wow.
Correct.
Like...
Okay, hey, listen, we got to let you go.
I know. Well, thank you for your answers.
We'll talk more, not to worry. Good questions, Pam. Thank you. I got one quick question in that. Thank you so much for bringing that up. So questions have come up, Zora, in regards to when our loved ones ascend. So are they going to be ascending in total body into the fifth? Or because they're already here and they're not going to go at the same time we are in full body, but when we do see them in full fifth, are they going to be in body or are we just going to see like a huge ball of light of who they are? Zora?
Yes.
What was the answer to that?
The answer to what?
The answer. So real quick, the question is when people ascend, like for example, right now. So they ascend into, and you say that people when they're ascending, even now, even though they're not in body and they move into full fifth as they leave here, do they go to like the creator star, the creator ship or New Jerusalem, which is one and the same anyways? Are they going to be in total form there or are they going to be just light bodies?
In total form.
in total form. So they go back into whatever age they are, because you mentioned that also for people. When somebody has already moved and ascended, and they went into ashes here, but when they ascended without body, they go there and they will be in bodies that are already younger and very, very healthy, correct?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right, everybody. Hey, listen, I know there's another question that's coming up here. We're going to have to kind of segue into a discussion next with Dr. Boy, time really flies. So anyways, with beloved Dr. Jerry. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm sure we'll probably have a little bit more time as well at the end of this so that we can go ahead and ask Zora more questions. And the person that had another question coming up, I'm going to write you down so that you'll be the first one on the list that I call on. Okay, so with that being said, let's go ahead and let me go bring Dr. Jerry through. So Dr. Jerry really doesn't need it doesn't need an introduction. I'll just give him a short introduction, but let me bring him through first. All right, here we go. Okay, here we go. All right, Dr. Jerry, we are waiting for you.
Hello, Jane.
Hey, Dr. Jerry, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Oh, we're great, and we are so very honored that you could be here with us today. So the floor is yours, but before, and they already know that it's a lot of it is going to be regarding the updates about NUMMI and et cetera regarding NUMMI. A lot of people already have purchased the NUMMI, and I know that they have some questions as well. So I want to make sure that we also have a little bit of time to bring some questions to the floor for you. So again, for all of you people that really don't know a whole lot about Dr. Jerry, Jerry is one of what we call a more awakened individual. He's been meditating for many, many years. He grew up with illness taking over, and he's going to go a little bit into detail in regards to that and how he moved from that to becoming Health3 and then moved into becoming a health practitioner as a chiropractic and then working alongside with many other doctors, also Ayurvedic medicine and Chinese medicine and all of those things. So he's very, very well aware of what happens to the body when the body is ill. He's always been on that road to helping people become more healthy. And so that's why we've had him as one of our main speakers to talk about the products that he endorses and which we now endorse because they really, really do work. But Dr. Jerry, we love you for all the things that you have done in your life to be able to be who you are today, to be the great individual, not only in regards to the products, but also in regards to who you are as an awakened individual, helping people on that road to becoming more aware of who they truly are as really beings of love and light, and that they are more than who they think they are. So with that being said, Dr. Jerry, please take it away.
Thank you, Jane. And that indeed is the ultimate, is discovering, it's the inner journey. It's discovering who we really are and why we're really, truly here. And that's all part of our journey. And it's great to be a part of this family, because I know that I'm speaking to people of like mind, and I know that the vibration is actually very important, and not everyone's able to pick those kinds of things up. So I love these opportunities to connect, and we discuss, we never know, I never know what direction it's going to go. I just let the for lack of better words, let the spirit move me. And Jane mm-hmm. talked a little bit about my past. Yes, I was a very challenging young life, and I did have many, many health concerns. And there was a point in time that I was actually taken out away from, my friends because I was unable to walk. And because of that, I had hobbies of building model airplanes and model everything, and so a lot of model airplane glue, and I was inhaling all of the time, and I became very toxic and very sickly, and it just one thing led to another, and it was just a steady decline until it was actually 1976. I took the swine flu vaccination after taking flu shots almost every year because I was so sickly, and the swine flu vaccine almost killed me, and I went down to where I was practically skin and bones. And people were very concerned about me. And that's about the time I started in chiropractic college and naturopathic college, and actually started to get a foothold on why I was so sickly and how to turn it around. And it's not an easy thing to turn around when you have those patterns, like many of us do, and some of it's even generational. Things that our parents might have been exposed to, or grandparents, or even thought patterns, and these kinds of things can take generations and cause these vibratory changes in their offspring that continues to manifest. So it's not an easy thing to turn around. So my goal in life is to help guide people who are willing to change, willing to come back to a place of, in Western medicine, we call homeostasis, to a place of balance, where in Ayurvedic medicine, it's the balance of the doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. In Chinese medicine, it's five elements, earth, water, air, fire, and ether. And of course, yin and yang, and of course, hot and cold and damp and dry, and all of these different extremes that Chinese medicine recognizes, that you balance things around. And I loved Chinese medicine because it saw the body as a whole, much like Ayurvedic does. In fact, Ayurvedic takes in strong considerations into the spirit and the personality and all of these various influences, as does Chinese medicine. So it doesn't just take the physical exam. It analyzes the entire being because you never know where the imbalance can be found. So it's not something simple that somebody can say, hey, there's no such thing as a panacea, take this and everybody's going to get better. It's not as simple as that. And I don't think it should be, because partly why we're here is to learn about that spirit, learn about that connectedness that we have with this entire universe, with each other. And so the more we attune to wellness and to spirit, the more we begin to recognize that connection, that we are all truly in that vibratory, in that quantum area where we're all connected. And that's an important thing to realize, because in our whole society, we have people that are imbalanced. Just like if you look at our body as our own being, and we might have an imbalance, let's say, in the liver. Well, in society, since we're all connected, we can have imbalance in people. And one of the things in Buddhism that I loved was the fact that bodhisattvas, when they attained enlightenment, would always come back to help, because in a way, they're never fully liberated until all of us are liberated and we can all go home together. That's kind of that oneness. We want to bring everybody along. And I've discussed on many occasions that we, as a society, are evolving. We are getting closer to the age of enlightenment. And the entire universe is rotating around that central point, and we are moving closer to that central point as we speak. And that is why you're getting a lot of this accelerated energy, and some of it's not comfortable. We're actually upgrading and we're downloading constantly, and some of it pushes us to a degree that we, you know, we might have symptoms, and you might have some fatigue, or you might have some headaches, or you might have pain somewhere, or not be able to sleep, and those kinds of things, because of so much energies that are happening as we get closer, and our, as a species, we're literally evolving. And this family is attuned to that. They listen for that, that harmony, that harmonic. We attune ourselves to that. But many people in society, they're numbed out. They have no idea, no clue whatsoever. And they would think we were crazy even talking about this sort of thing. But actually, the ancient rishis and sages, they understood this thousands of years ago, how the universe moves and the effect the entire universe has on us, and that we are all a part of this great life energy. And so if you really think about that, that's a wonderful thing. And it's an amazing creation that we are all a part of, and we're all participating in. So the only reason we do recommend products is that these are just tools, and many things can be tools. Getting out every day and going for a walk, that's a wonderful tool because it exposes us to sunshine, and sunshine activates the skin and helps us to detoxify and helps us to reconnect to some of that primal life force. And walking helps the lymphatic system to stimulate that to flow, and the circulation to increase, and metabolism to increase, and all of these, this energy moves in the body is a good thing. We tend as a society these days to be more sedentary. We have a device, we have a computer, we have a TV, we sit on a couch, and we just absorb for hours into these things. And actually, that is that our bodies are made to move, and that movement stimulates the energy, and it stimulates the meridians, and it stimulates the chakras, and everything to help balance us is much of it's done through movement. That's why I love the exercise, not only of walking. Walking is one of those things you can do your whole life pretty much, unless you're disabled. Tai Chi, Qigong, those kinds of things, that movement, that slow, gentle movement, it cultivates that inner power and that connection to your inner strength. These are all tools that we can use. And, of course, our diet, you know, what we eat, it's very, very important, especially now, because our food has been adulterated, it's been over-farmed, it's been depleted. In the mid-90s, they started with the GMOs, which were not genetically modified to make it more nutritious or better for us. It was so that they could cultivate and farm and make that practice easier so the plants could hold up to very strong herbicides. Well, those are very damaging to us. So we need to pay attention. Try to eat organic, or definitely at least non-GMO. And try to stick to the fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. I like to say eat around the periphery of the store rather than in the middle. If you're choosing foods from the periphery and you're in the produce section and you're in the outer areas, those tend to be the fresh foods, the foods that have more life force, whereas the over-processed foods tend to be down, you go down the aisles. That's just a general rule of thumb. But try to eat more naturally, including those, you know, live foods every day and things like that. These are all very important tools that cannot be denied. And then when it comes down to supplements, it's almost impossible to get everything we need and to bring everything into balance just by living on food. The reason is the food is so depleted, and in many cases it's become toxic because anything on this planet, with the industrial situation and the farming and building and farming and telecommunications and clothing and all of the different industries, they use toxins. There's up to 80,000 chemicals that have been approved for use in industry, and we are exposed to many of those. So we do need to pay attention to certain tools. And I know we talked about the age pill a few years ago. The age pill is still an important thing with the NAD+, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It helps to get rid of the glycation end products, things that these toxins that build up inside the cells. That is an important thing, and that does help extend lifespan. The other thing that I've known about since, really since 1980, when I was learning about glutathione, but in 1985, I saw my first study relative to how important it was in the body, and it was all about liver function. Well, back then, we knew the liver had 300 known functions. Now we know many more have been attributed to the liver, 500 known functions. Everything about the blood, whether it's hormones, enzymes, sugars, lipids, immune factors, metabolic factors, all of these things the liver modulates and controls and balances, we'd better be taking care of it. And the liver has 1,000 times more glutathione than other cells in our body. It's found in all cells, but the liver especially, because it's in high demand in the liver, and liver function drops when glutathione levels drop. Now, keep in mind, the most glutathione that a person ever has, the most active, is when they're 20 years old. And you know, 20-year-olds, it's like you feel invincible. And you recall those days of being 20. And everything just worked really well. But year after year, you have less and less. Your body just produces less and less. It's just part of what we deal with. And by the time you're 45, it accelerates that process of losing that glutathione accelerates. And then at age 65, a steep drop starts happening. And so by the time, you know, you're in your late 60s, you can really start to tell, wow, I would love to have more glutathione like I did when I was 20. Because literally every function of our body, every cell of our body is supported by it. And I do know this, that we couldn't live more than a minute without it. And our mitochondrial DNA depends upon it. Our telomeres, the ends of the chromosomes that shrinks every time the cell divides, they're protected by glutathione. Our entire body is protected by glutathione. It is the most valuable antioxidant. So it is the protector of the cell. It is the detoxifier of the cell. So it's something that's so important, you have to pay attention to it. You have to pay attention to these things. And one of the things that people that get this is the first time we've been able to upregulate it effectively, right through the membrane of the mouth. It's nano-sized to such a high degree, and that's the big breakthrough with NuMi, is they were able to nano-size it to a degree that it goes instantly into the blood by swishing in the mouth, holding a couple of minutes, and it's in the cells in 70 seconds. And that's been the big issue, whether it's IV, whether it's liposomal, whatever mechanism you use to try to get glutathione into the cells, it's actually getting into the cells that's the big barrier. It's very difficult to get in the cells. And because of that, with IV, they have to really load you up with thousands of milligrams at a time. And a lot of it gets broken down. Most of it gets broken down because it just doesn't get in the cells immediately. So now your body's dealing with the L-cysteine and the glutamic acid and the glycine, and it's dealing with those things, and sometimes it has trouble getting rid of those things, and it's not, some of the mechanisms of getting rid of those things aren't that good. And there can be altered mechanisms that, like, for example, getting L-cysteine out of the body, if there's too much, you have to have it converts a compound called cysteine, and that converts to a sulfite, which is a reactive nitrogen species, which actually is an oxidative agent. So that's something that's not good. So the ways that we upregulated glutathione in the past were so tricky that we didn't do a lot of it. And I didn't, you know, I know that glutathione was given IV when people were overdosed and in a hospital or exposed to some toxic substance. I know it's been given to help support immunity with people that are in immune crisis. I know that it's been used in anti-aging clinics, that, you know, where they want to support life and extend life. but on a consistent basis in functional medicine, I just couldn't go there because there are too many possible aberrations. But that's the beauty of this particular breakthrough, is that it's absorbed directly as glutathione, and it goes in the cell as glutathione and goes to work immediately. And that's the first time that we can really say that in history. So that's why, for example, athletes, it improves their performance almost instantly. It improves their recovery time. So much research was done on athletes. With people in general, if you're relatively healthy, you may not feel the shift of the support it's bringing, but 3 months in, 4 months in, what begins to happen because of the support it's given cells, the cells, when they replicate, because that's what happens with cells wear out, they replicate themselves and new cells form. A good example is our skin is always sloughing off and there's always new cells forming underneath and it just pushes up. And so in order to do that, the cells divide and replicate. Well, when the cell is supported in a deep sense and those cells just starting down low in the skin, you're supporting those cells. When they start dividing, the new cells are healthier cells. And sometimes with skin, that can happen fairly fast, you know, within a month or two. But with certain organs, it can take, you know, several months, 3, 4, 5 months. With nerve cells, it can take up to a year for them to actually replace. So they're much slower. But we're beginning to see, because we started experimenting with this NUMMI product in February, and we're beginning to see amazing things because we're reaching that place where the cells have divided long enough that they're creating generations of new cells that are literally healthier. And then we're beginning to see that expressed in physical exam findings. So that's what excites me. It's not a product that brings instant energy, instant change, and those kind of things, but the body doesn't do that naturally. If you have an instant change, it's usually not a good thing. Like you give your body a bunch of caffeine, you're going to have more energy. But because you needed that energy, you probably were deficient. Your glands were probably deficient, thyroid, adrenal, things like that. And if you stimulated your body to do things that it wasn't able to do before, like a bunch of caffeine, now you could have drained those very glands that were already deficient even further. So it's not so good to create the instant result. It's better to create the result over time by supporting function. So that's kind of what we have with NUMMI and where we're at with that. And I know we came. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm already here for Q&A here. So I have a couple of questions, if that's okay. Unless you want to say some more, and then I'll ask. I apologize.
No, that I was wrapping up. I wanted to touch on a product in between that I didn't mention, and that's the blue-green algae. And the blue-green algae we were getting from Zealous, the very valuable product, because it has so many nutrients and such a broad spectrum, and it's also a powerful detoxifier. But if you just go out and buy a blue-green algae, a spirulina at the store, chances are it was grown in a basin, a lake, a pond, and you have no idea of the quality control, and it detoxified whatever environment it grew in. If they try really hard to keep it covered, et cetera, it's almost impossible. It pulls toxins out of the water, out of the air. So the Zealous product, everything is highly controlled and monitored, almost to a laboratory-type setting. Very clean room, and they grow it that way, and they optimize everything in terms of nutrients, light, pH, and temperature, so that it's this super product. So yes, that's another thing that I really think that it's important that we still tap into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and thank you. You just answered that question for us. Because one of the questions is in regards to if the NUMMI is also a detoxifier, do we really need to have the green algae, you know, the Zealous? So you just told us that we should.
There's overlap. There are certain things that one excels at that the other might be, where the other might be a little weak. An example is glutathione is the only thing that will pull mercury out of the brain. So, you know, each has its strength and each has some subtle weaknesses, but together it's really brilliant.
So glutathione is the only?
It's the only thing that'll pull mercury out of the brain. And a lot of people have mercury in their brain because guess what is found in the amalgam fillings? It goes right in the teeth, and it's right there underneath the brain, and there you go.
Okay, so when we're talking about children, you know, I mean, way back, you know, one of the things that kids would get, whether it's a Down syndrome, kids
right.
that were vaccinated, they found that Watch a lot
it.
Of the chemicals in that, and they really talked about mercury as being one of those. And not so good metals to be in the body as a child.
They use it as a preservative in the vaccines. The thimerosal is mercury based. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that doesn't help the body at all. I mean, and especially the brain. So, and there's documentation also on that on PubMed.
There is. You can find those studies, absolutely. You know, they I think they try to hide them, but you can still dig them out.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So, in regards to the NUMMI now, I know that we have also. So, someone had asked me, you know, in regards to the swish. The swish is great. You could either spit it out or you could swallow it, whatever. It doesn't make any difference because once you swish it, it already is into the system within seconds, correct? So how much swishing does it take? And I know in terms of, again, your illness or your physical health, it depends on that. But just generally speaking, how many swishes does it take for you to kind of feel like, you know, I'm feeling like I'm detoxifying, you know, that, you know, I mean, there isn't like a graph, you know, if you did this and it's going to take you, if you're at that age, you know, it's going to take you this amount of time and then you'll really feel like you've got it made with a NUMMI. But a lot of people do take more than one supplement also. So I guess I'm looking at it in terms how to better measure the NUMMI.
Because everyone's a little different, it's hard to have just a standard amount. I think the way I gauge it is if someone is not well and if they're on numerous medications, I have them start very slowly. Maybe just one capful daily, even sometimes a half capful if they are especially on lots of meds, because it will cause you to detoxify. But if you're taking a small amount, the detox will happen very, very slowly and subtly. You may not even feel it. So let's say if a person just started with one capful a day, because they maybe they're on a couple of meds and maybe they have a couple of things going on and they might have some quite a bit of toxins, and they go for, let's say, a week like that, and they feel okay. Probably they could go to two capfuls a day and just kind of see how it goes. And if there's no like detox, and the things that are detox might be a little bit of a headache, a little bit of a skin rash, a little bit of fatigue, a little bit of kind of restlessness or digestive disturbance. If that happens, go back to one. Like if you went to two and all of a sudden that happened, go back to one and stick with one for a couple of weeks, because a little bit is a lot better than none. It's very important to understand that. And then slowly try to increase it to the normal dose is two capfuls per day. Some people, especially athletes will squish two capfuls before they work out or before an event, during their workout or during the event, and again afterwards. So they go three times a day, because exercise does deplete glutathione. You use a lot, and athletes tend to really notice the benefit and the recovery and the endurance and the ability to just be stronger. So athletes love it, and they're more attuned to their body, and so that's pretty cool. In a normal person that isn't an athletic type person, it's so subtle that I think it's a good idea to write down before you start, you know, exactly your baseline. Like if you have pain anywhere in your body, how much sleep you get, whether you nap in the afternoon, what your digestion is like, if you eat a meal, do you get tired? All of these things, write it down. And 3 months later, then look at that list. I think you'll be shocked at the improvement that you didn't even realize was happening.
Yeah. So, Dr. Jerry, is there a limit in terms of how much you should take, though? I mean, you know, for a lot of people, you know, they don't like the taste, and that's okay. I think that's also part of detoxifying, detoxification. But is there a limit? I mean, you know, you're looking at it, and you put it in that little camp. Well, this one looks just like water, right? You know, and so can people kind of overdose?
You can overdose on anything. So it's, you know, you'll reach a point, first of all, where there's diminishing returns. And then you would reach a point where it could actually be a problem because your body's got to get rid of it. And when your body gets rid of it, it will break it into constituent parts. And that's when you get the glutamate and the L-cysteine and the glycine and those pathways of releasing them can be a problem. It's, you know, So there is a point, that you wouldn't want to take too much. So you kind of gauge where you're at.
Yeah.
I know I have friends that are switching consistently 2 capfuls 3 times a day and loving it. So, you know, obviously gauge by how your body's feeling.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about the skin, the spray, which is advertised as mostly for the face? Is it also good for the rest of the body to spray?
It absolutely is. People spray it on their hands and they, you know, take before and after pictures of their hands after a few weeks. They've actually even sprayed it on parts of their body where they had some discomfort. And because it's nano, it does get down into the capillary beds. It penetrates all the layers of the dermis. So it does get down into the capillary bed. So you do pick up the tissues, actually, the cartilage and elastin tissues receive some.
So is the concentration similar then between the two, whether you use the spray to swish the spray for the skin or the swish? What is the concentration of the NUMMI for both? Is one more concentrated than the other?
I don't know the exact answer to that, and because everything's proprietary, but Steve said they're really close in terms of the concentration of actual glutathione, but the skin has nanosized collagen, and it also has nanosized hyaluronic acid, and it also has some other amino acids that are good for the skin. So the skin product is actually more complex than the swish.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. Sounds fair. I know that Billy and I take it. And, I can't say that there was any way for me to kind of measure it. All I know is that it makes me feel good. I feel good taking it, and I think for my face itself, you know, I'm a little bit older than I used to be, so I'm not 20 years old anymore, right? So I'm taking that in stages, everybody. So it does help, and you can feel it kind of on your skin when you put it on your skin. It's a little, what is the word I want to say? It kind of helps to really tighten it up.
It definitely tightens up the skin.
Yeah.
And my skin feels healthier, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
and I just use
it the same way.
I just use it once or twice a day, which I know the people that get these dramatic changes, they're using it like 5 times a day. But that, you know, that would, you would go through more than one bottle a month, so that gets a little expensive. So I just I just figure, you know, once or twice a day, it keeps my skin just healthier.
Yeah.
I can just tell it's
yeah.
healthier.
So, mm-hmm. So if people have blemishes, that's also really good for the skin, right?
We've got people reporting all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all kinds of things in that regard, or sunburn and that kind of thing. We've got reams.
Very gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you know,
Mm-hmm.
We have to be a little careful, and you know, with the medical claims, you know, we have to. So there's
yeah.
there are just things we can't discuss, unfortunately. But yeah, people get all kinds of things going on. You know?
So I guess that's about the end of it in terms of testimonials, huh?
Well, we do have testimonials on a regular basis on our calls. I hear them every day.
Okay.
And there are things I can't even talk about. But on our calls, we tell them not to mention disease, you know, or any medical terms. But I love that because we've literally been brainwashed to think of our diseases. And it's so much better to think in terms of wellness rather than your disease.
Yeah.
Because that's a construct anyway. And in the ancient days, you paid your doctor to keep you well. You didn't, if you actually got sick, you fired your doctor, you know, in ancient times in Ayurveda or in China, you would fire your doctor if you got sick because it was all about wellness. And that's all about maintaining that balance. And balance means everything's working right. You know, you're not aware of body parts, but you know, we've become, as a society, we've become very aware of our maladies, and we've named them, and we've had doctors that we visit name them, and so they become a part of us. But we need to think, I believe, more in terms of just wellness.
Oh yes, and I think we would agree with that. You know, always think positive, and you move into the area. Okay, so if I have this, then these are the things. These are the actions, and I need to change that thought pattern and move more towards what I really focus on in terms of wellness. So that's why these beautiful products that we have, like the Nuni and the Age Pill and the Zealous. I have somebody I think that has a question, so let me go ahead and bring that person up. Hold on a second, Dr. Terry. So 714, ending in 444. Ends in 4480. Do you have a question for Dr. Terry?
Yes, I have a question for that.
Yes.
You mentioned about like the children that get the immunization, get the mercury in their vaccination. Do you suggest to use the your product, the Numi Switch product, to give it to children, and what are the bills?
Well, Steve Scott is really good at saying.
I'm gonna put you on mute, dear, because we can hear the children. Okay, all right, Dr. Jerry, what were you saying?
Yeah, Steve Scott is. If somebody asks him this question, he says we can't recommend against the labeling, because regulators, you know, have certain criteria they look at for labeling, and glutathione is one of those things that over the past has been delivered via IV primarily. That's one of the primary ways in medicine that we understand it. So children under 18 were not allowed to have those kind of treatments. That being said, Steve does, you know, if it was his own family, I'll just put it this way, he would make considerations. So I'll leave it at that. And so it's something to consider. I'll just leave it at that. I can't on an open line, and you know, with a lot of people listening,
right.
I can't really.
Right.
Yeah, I have to be
right.
careful. Yeah.
Yeah, so if this individual would like to speak with you in private, would you be available for that?
Yeah, we could speak in private, sure. Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and write your number down, and you can go ahead and email for all of you that have any questions for Dr. Jerry. Dr. Jerry, why don't you tell people your email so that they can email you instead?
Okay, I'll say it and then I'll spell it. It's etruth1 at Gmail. So it's the letter E, the word truth, T-R-U-T-H, and the numeral 1 at gmail.com.
Okay, everybody, etruth, number 1, at gmail.com. And then I would probably say on the subject line, question in regards to this and NUMMI, okay, so that he knows exactly what your question is about. We'll take it from there. All right, but not everybody go to their computers now and do to give Dr. Jerry a little bit of a break, and he can answer more questions that way. I think that's I think pretty much it. I think for people, any of you that are really interested and you haven't been on board yet, to try the NUMMI products again, the importance of the glutathione for the for the body. I mean it's a given. So you can go to our website, which is https://NUMMI. N like Nancy, EUMI.com/ the number 2 renew, RENEWLIFE. And then you can go ahead and join. So whether or not you decide to, and I would probably suggest, if you don't want to become a distributor, you could still come in with the same discounts as a customer. So either way will work. And for those of you that would like to really kind of see how, you've been taking it and it really feels really good and you want to make a real business out of it, I know that Dr. Jerry, what is the regular call again that people can get on for those that are already either members or would like more information that they can go to look it up, because I know there's also a business side of this that really, really works very, very well for those that have connections, like with chiropractors or naturopaths or even doctors, who are open-minded to more natural way of taking care of the body, assisting in the healing of the body. Yes.
Yeah, just a brief background. Steve Scott for 4 decades has been, he's owned skincare companies. He's brought breakthrough products to the marketplace over and over again. And he usually uses celebrity spokespeople from Chuck Norris to Charlton Heston to Michael Landon to Richard Simmons to Kathy Lee Gifford, Meredith Baxter Burney, Cher, Jane Fonda, on and on, 92 different celebrities. But he decided, he knows this is the greatest breakthrough of his life, and he decided to partner with people because he knows this will be a $1 billion company. He's generated $4.5 billion on his other breakthroughs, but this, he says, will dwarf anything he's ever done. So partnering with people, he wanted to do that to give, at a time that our world needs an opportunity, he wanted to give people an opportunity to be able to work from home and be a part of something great. And I like that. I think that we as a community can extend an outreach to others and just let them know and give them information. And the great thing is, there are calls. There are many calls going on every day. But I love the Tuesday and Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern. So that's at noon Pacific at NUMMI.TV. If you go there, NUMMI.TV, N-E-U-M like Mary I, .TV. If you just type that into your browser, it'll redirect to Zoom if you have Zoom downloaded on that device. And you'll hear Stephen Scott talk about glutathione and how this product is completely different than anything that's ever been revealed. And I really feel that he is guided because 4 decades ago, he started living his spiritual life. And he started by reading a chapter of Proverbs every day. And it just turned him around. He just aligned him in a way that he was led to these breakthroughs. and this being the greatest breakthrough. He's now 74. He loves to write books, but he came out of retirement because he knew this would be the biggest thing he's ever done, and he chose to partner with people. And doing that, he wrote a compensation plan that allows everyday people, I could talk to my neighbor and tell my neighbor that you can totally make a difference in your bottom line with a little bit of effort here. I've never seen a compensation plan that has that real good, you know, you can get to that place where you could be pulling down a couple $1,000s a month. I believe within 6 months with a little bit of effort, that can be done here because of the compensation plan that they put forward, because it's from his heart. It wasn't that he needed money or wanted to make money. It wasn't about his ego. He wanted to give back. So it's a completely different paradigm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I think that's a beautiful ending to this fantastic call with you, Dr. Jerry. So for all of you that are more curious and really want to get some really excellent information, go to numi.tv for more information and listen to the speakers there, especially Steve Scott. I know that Dr. Jerry also does a lot to coordinate the calls, in coordinating and speaking on the calls, and that's at 12 p.m. Pacific time, and that's at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And what days are they? Tuesdays?
Those are live on Tuesday and Thursdays. They're live. Tuesday. There's another one later in the day on Thursday. But for an entire schedule of calls, just email me and I will send you an entire schedule of calls. Those are my favorite ones, but there's a leader in Australia that does them early in our morning, but, you know, more in the afternoon for Australia or evening. And every day there's calls. I do a call on Wednesdays. The lady that told me about this does a call every Saturday. So, yeah, there's lots of calls. Okay. So just email me and I'll get you that schedule.
Yeah. How many countries are we in now? How many countries is NUMI in now?
29.
29. And that includes Mexico and Canada, right?
Yeah, Mexico, Canada. It's also Singapore, Hong Kong, Philippines, Taiwan, Australia, New Zealand. El Salvador, Ecuador, Costa Rica, France, Italy, Germany, UK. That's all I can think of right now, but I think there's a couple I'm missing.
Well, that's a whole lot. Yeah, I think you've mentioned a bunch of the ones that people who
are in Africa. Kenya, Kenya, Nigeria, and Ghana.
Nice.
South Africa is coming soon.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to ask about South Africa. Okay, great. All right, everybody. That's all about NUMI for today. And you know how to get a hold of, you know, Dr. Jerry. If you have any simple questions, you can reach me. And you know how to, you guys know how to do that. Just text me first. And if I don't get to you in 1 or 2 days, please text me again and I'll get back to you. I'm, you know, furiously trying to get things all, you know, put together for a number of people. So that's why the delay. Oh, so Dr. Jerry, thank you once again for being here on this Saturday and sharing with us all about the NUMI product and how that glutathione is one of the most powerful, glutathione is a...
It's the miracle molecule. I call it the miracle within.
Miracle.
It truly is the miracle molecule.
Yeah, you're right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's the most studied molecule in microbiology, so it's for a reason.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. And we definitely need that in our body, so everybody should be taking it. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Jerry. We'll talk
soon.
Thank you,
Jane.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay.
Great weekend.
You too as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay. So now we have,
it's a very, very interesting that we never really have a whole lot of time left, but not to worry because we'll be in touch with Zora again real soon. I think Zora is still here. Hey, Zora, are you here? Oh, wait a minute. I got to open up Zora's line. Zora, hello? Zora, are you still here with us? Let me go check, right? Or maybe Zora put, so she could listen, she probably put herself on mute. Okay, all right, gang, hold on 1 second.
All right, I'm here.
All right, Zora is here. All right, so anybody who has a question for Zora, go ahead and hold on a second. Let me get to the board here so you can go ahead and press your line, and I shall call you. Okay, so this is for Zora. So if you have any questions for Zora, you can go ahead. Feel free to call in. Press number one, and we'll go ahead and let you in. All right, maybe not. All right, everybody. I don't know. Maybe not. So maybe a question for you, Zora. Speaking of everything that is really, really happening in our world presently, and understanding that we have all kinds of high vibrational frequencies hitting the earth. And then we all know that the good guys are already winning, and they have already won. What do you want to say in regards to that happening right now? What about those that are asleep? How about the ones that are still asleep? I mean, how are they going to really wake up? I mean, we don't have to really have to wait for the rainbow waves of the Galactic Federation, how do you think they can even awaken prior to? And I know it's going to be happening like in the near future, but what can be done to wake them up more? Probably the EBS, right? You know, that I know mm-hmm. that, how? What do you think? What is going to really awaken them?
Meditation.
Well, most of them don't meditate because they're too fixed on their 9-to-5 jobs and taking care of children. And, you know, it's all about mm-hmm. thinking and getting things, you know, taken care of. They're not going to be in meditation, Zora. So what else do you think will help them to awaken? I mean, the question, I suppose, is, we all know that they are going to awaken really soon, right? And that's the purpose of the rainbow wave. But when you have already seen it, Q says everything is done, everything is already in place. So, and it has to be gradual for them. I mean, they cannot wake up one day and be struck by lightning, because the EBS is going to come forth with all the truths about all the lies. I mean, is that going to be gradual, or is that going to be a big wake-up call suddenly for them? How is that all going to transpire? Could you give us your scenario of how that's going to be revealed to them? Excuse me. How are they going to awaken, Zora? Is that
How are they going to awaken?
Yeah. What is the process of their awakening? Hmm. I mean, we all know that we're waiting for, you know, the Galactics. We're waiting for the EBS. We're waiting for the RV. So what is going to help them to awaken first? What begins the process for them? Is that still the RV? I guess is probably my question.
Indeed.
Okay, so the RV in conjunction probably with the EBS, right? The emergency mm-hmm. broadcasting system of what the lies are.
That should wake
that,
him up.
That better wake him up. Yeah, but not spiritually. So what is their awakening process spiritually? When is that going to happen for them? Because we can all tell them until we're blue in the face, and they're all going to say still that we're nuts, right? Oh, did you know that the earth is really hollow? Oh, you're going to be nuts. Or whatever. Or family doesn't believe. Mm. Some of the family members really don't even believe in the products we have. You know, when you speak of high vibrational, technology, they won't buy into that either. So tell us your views personally, Zora, on how you see all this play out for the unawakened.
For the unawakened?
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to happen.
So are we looking at the cosmic energies that are going to just kind of do that for them?
It could be that. It could also be that just wake up in the morning and realize something's changed.
Really? Well, that's an interesting point of view.
Of course.
Do you see that to be more of what might happen for them? One day they're thinking this, and then the next day everything is, you know, they open up their eyes and they feel differently? Like they've just awoken?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And you see this pre or post the RV?
Post-RV.
Okay. So, all right. So that's interesting. We know that more people are beginning to awaken, especially for the ones that are open. You know, and so you come along and you mentioned something like kind of strange about UFOs or, you know, that there are UFOs out there, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, I never seen one. Oh, there probably aren't any. And Roswell, that's all fictitious anyways. If you go down there to Area 51 or in that vicinity, it's all about, you know, all of the fictitious, you know, oh, yeah, Amenai's dolls and everything else. They don't make a big deal of it in terms of the truth behind it. So. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh, everybody. Hey, let's do a big, big... boost Zora for healing, please. I'm sorry, guys. I forgot all
about
that.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are completely healed and balanced in every way. And we know it.
Indeed.
You could do your commands. I command Source and Prime Creator and Zora that we are completely balanced and healed, or increase our life force energy now as a whole. And we know it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It is done. And we know it. All right, everybody. We've got a big call coming up this coming Saturday. And probably Saturday and Sunday. So it'll be a whole lot of fun. We'll see you back then. Have a great week. And we all love you so much. Thank you, all of you, for being connected with each other, with all of us. We are getting it done. And we know it. All right, everyone. Bye now.